Jazz have lost two in a row. I don't think they've lost three
Nuggets
in a row.
Nuggets are not a back-to-back, are they?
Jazz are.
Yeah.
Nuggets aren't.
Jazz aren't a back-to-back.
Yeah.
Nuggets.
I took them last night in like three different parlays.
But hey, this is the fucking Super Bowl special. We go every single day starting next week, and we will do NBA every single day.
Bang, bang.
But today is the fucking Super Bowl special, so shut the fuck up about Jazz and Nuggets. Give me that money. I lean Jazz. They're just better. Denver's injured.
I don't know.
But the Jazz are on a back-to-back. This is a Super Bowl special, though!
Yo, let's go!
Can we not yell so much directly into the microphone, you two fucking mutts?
Hey, look, it's what I do. I don't know how to do it any other way.
Good. I mean, look, I can see the wavelengths on the computer right now. We almost shattered the entire computer screen.
Sorry for being excited for the biggest game of the year, Tony.
The last football game that we're going to watch until September.
I mean, sorry, Tony.
I guess we're out on the XFL.
I am pretty close to being done with the XFL before it even starts.
The Roughnecks?
Yeah, sure. Let's go Roughnecks. Let's go Dragons. It's gonna be just like the AFL. We're gonna watch a game and be like, "This is the worst thing I've ever seen," and be done with it.
Wow, fucking disrespect.
God. Yeah, I'm all the way out on the XFL.
At least he gave it a chance.
I gave it a chance. Exactly. I gave it a chance, and now I'm done with it.
I didn't even watch one game of the AFL.
Oh, really?
No, I checked out that one highlight where some dude got destroyed.
Yep.
Twitter will tell me all I need to know about the AFL. I'll tune in week one XFL.
I'm gonna tune in
because I love the Roughnecks.
Yeah, I see.
And
I don't,
you love the Dragons.
I guess I do now. Yeah, Dragons are just the coolest mascot. I think.
Who's your team?
Don't have one yet.
That's fucking weird. Oh, front runner. You gotta wait to see who's good.
I'm a front runner. I cheer for the fucking Dolphins.
Yeah.
Well, they were good.
Well, they were really good. They're the only undefeated team ever. So yeah, front runner.
1972.
Fucking asshole.
When I was born.
All right. Good, better bets. That's who you're listening to.
Hello.
We are the number one internet. Actually, I think we're number three according to Forbes.
That's true. Yeah. Three in the world.
Rising. Slowly rising.
Slowly rising. Number three in the world according to Forbes. Internet gambling show. Some people call them podcasts. Whatever.
Yeah.
Internet shows. Don't worry about it. And we are brought to you by FanDuel.com/McAfee. I believe currently it's up to $500 first bet risk-free.
Yep.
Something like that. FanDuel.com/McAfee, which is the number one gambling website.
In the world.
In the entire world.
Yep.
FanDuel.com/McAfee. Here it is. The last football episode of the year.
Dun, dun, dun.
Unless we like the XFL.
Yep.
To be determined.
TBD.
All right. The last, like, really good football episode of the year.
Yes. The last meaningful football episode of the year, possibly a century.
The year?
I mean,
the season comes 2020 back. 2020 just started.
No, that's not. My calendar does not work by fucking January, dude. My calendar is based off of football season.
September to
just
February.
Just like people start their New Year's resolutions Jan 1, mine starts the Monday after the Super Bowl.
There you go.
I mean, let's not be fucking idiots here.
No.
Not that you're an idiot, Billy. Bailey.
Big motor.
Big motor.
Big motor.
I don't even know what it is anymore.
What are we talking about? The date?
His name.
Doesn't matter.
His name.
When it comes to football, it's big motor.
Yeah.
It's,
oh, yeah.
It is Billy Betts. Big motor Billy Betts. Like the big bath. Let me take a drink of water.
There you go, yeah.
Super Bowl's on Sunday. Our prop bet special was put out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So all there is left to do is pick this goddamn game.
Get the game.
The current total... Or the current spread is 1.5. The 49ers are the dogs. 60% of the bets are on the Kansas City Chiefs, with 56% of the money being on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
The total? Sorry, mm-hmm. Thank you. I believe is still at 54. Someone correct me if I'm wrong. Anybody?
54.5.
So that's what we're dealing with here. It's sad. Sad it's the last game of the year, but I think we found the two best teams.
Absolutely. This is the right Super Bowl.
I think they are who we thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
And these are our picks. These are our last picks of the year.
Would you like the Super Bowl history stats, Tony?
I would love to start with the Super Bowl history stats, Gumpy.
Favorites, 34-19 straight up.
Okay. Ooh. That's pretty good for the favorites.
26-25-2 against the spread.
Okay, that's what I'm more worried about.
And the over is 26-25-1. If you notice, there's a number missing there.
Oh.
There was no over-under in Super Bowl I.
Really?
True story.
What a dumb fucking Super Bowl. What I took from those stats is you said against the spread, 26-25-1.
Two.
26-25-2. And then the over-under is 26-25-1.
One.
So, basically, it's a fucking coin flip on whether it's going to go over-under.
It's toss-up.
And whether the dog or favorite's going to cover. It's basically 50% each way.
You got it.
That's pretty incredible for the Super Bowl. You know what? Hats off to the Super Bowl.
Good job, Super Bowl.
Hats off to the Super Bowl.
Great work.
And for not knowing which way you want to go. That just makes this game so much harder.
It makes it more fun, though.
It does make it more fun, doesn't it?
It does.
I know that. I'm pretty sure we're on opposite sides. I don't know.
I think we are on opposite sides. Yes.
So let's start with Gumpy then.
All right, there you go.
Oh, wait, you got more stats?
I got more stats.
Ooh.
Okay, sorry. Keep
there
going.
There've been 11 Super Bowls with totals of 50 or more points.
Under.
The under went 7-3-1 in those games.
Lightning and the under. 70, under.
But 77% of the bets are on the over for this Super Bowl.
Okay.
I also have the referee.
Oh,
Bill Vinovich.
Yeah, Billy. Mm-hmm. Billy V.
Favorites are 45-54-3, 45% against the spread.
So he calls it for the dogs.
Ruff, ruff.
Overs are 43-58-1, 42%.
So he just guy doesn't like points either.
Lightning.
49ers are 4-1 against the spread when he officiates.
How does that make you feel, you motherfucker?
How does that make me feel? Nothing. I mean,
you got any more stats for us, Gumby?
Those are all the fun stats I have.
Doesn't matter to me.
Good. After you hear all those stats, what's your dumb pick?
I think we all know what I'm taking after yesterday. I'm going to take the Chiefs. I'm going to take the over. I don't see.
Oh, I guess you don't care about trends.
I don't see how Mahomes doesn't put up at least 30 points.
Sure.
And on the opposite side, I think fucking Shanahan is going to have some plays up his sleeve for the Niners there, to get the job done. It's going to be a close game. I'm not going to be surprised if the Chiefs lose. I think Gumpy put it earlier. It'd be awesome to see the Niners win, and it'd also be awesome to see the Andy Reid and the Chiefs win. But I'm going to put my money on Mahomes, and I'm going to put my money on Tyrann Mathieu and the defense to do just enough to get the victory.
Gumpy?
I have two bets.
Two?
Uh-oh.
49ers money line plus 115. And I also have a teaser, Niners plus 8.5 over 47.
Ooh.
Okay. You have the over?
Over 47, not the actual over.
Teaser okay. Over.
I heard it. I didn't at first, though, but then I did.
Okay.
So those are your picks?
You got it.
No pick on the actual over-under?
Nah.
Smart man.
And the Niners?
Niners money line. No points. Don't need them.
Yeah, don't need them at all.
I hope the Chiefs win by one.
Won't happen.
This guy had 27-26 yesterday.
I did. But I had the Niners winning.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. True.
Fuck. I should have went the other way. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Too late.
I'm going with the San Francisco 49ers plus the 1.5. Because I am afraid it could be a one-point game.
Yep.
Like, hey, we've said it on the show before. I think it's going to be a close game.
It's going to.
This stat. I know they've been good the last 11, since week 10 and since week 11, Kansas City Chiefs. But this stat keeps popping up here where they're number 27 and giving up yards per rush.
Oh, jeez.
That's a tough stat.
It's a lot.
I mean.
Even after the Derrick Henry performance, that's a lot of points.
Yeah, I agree. And I think San Francisco 49ers rushing offense is much different than just the downhill give the ball to Derrick Henry rushing offense. I think that's going to be the main difference in the game and keeping Mahomes off the field. But like, yeah, well, Mahomes go down and score in a minute. Well, yeah, but then the defense is going to have to go back on the field for another 8 minutes, 9 minutes. Mm-hmm. And Mahomes, let me see here. Let me check this. Make sure I'm correct here. Mahomes, they are great. They're number 2 in yards per pass. Patrick Mahomes. I love Patrick Mahomes. I think he's the most talented quarterback of all time.
Yep.
Probably going to be the greatest quarterback of all time.
He might be.
Especially since Tom's leaving New England. He's going to tarnish everything.
Irrelevant. Let's stick to the topic here.
San Francisco's passing defense is number one in the league.
Yeah.
Across the board.
Mm-hmm.
So are the Chiefs going to run the ball? Well, they're number 20 in yards per rush against 49ers defense. So tough. I just like defense. I'm an old school guy.
Hey, call me old school.
Call me old school if you
call
want.
Call me old school.
Hey, go ahead, old school.
You motherfucker. I told you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, motherfucker. Defense, you heard me.
Defense and running the ball. And Jimmy G, if Jimmy G is called upon, San Francisco is number 3 in yards per pass.
Yeah, that man can ring the bell.
The guy's 23-5 as a starter.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Let me do this.
Bill, can I ask you a question? Do you think 23-5 is a good record?
I think that it is a good record.
And you're not dumb.
Yeah, no, he's not.
That's why I asked you, because you're not dumb.
Been with him all day. Genius.
So, just something to think about there.
Something to think about.
So I'm going San Francisco, 49ers. Lightning in the under. And the under. Hey. Strictly because this is a high-ass total.
It is. It is. I respect it. I just...
And I think it's going to be 27-26 either way.
Ooh. That'd be 53.
Yeah, which is the under. Yeah.
Right on the button.
Great math there, pal. 54.5 right is the over-under. I think the odds makers did a great job with the 1.5 and the 54.5.
They usually do.
So I'm going 49ers in the under. Gumpy's on 49ers money line, and he teased the under with what?
+8.5 Niners.
Okay.
47.5, did you say, for the over-under there?
Yes, sir.
Connor is on the Chiefs and the over.
Here we go.
Chiefs money line or the points?
I'm taking points.
Billy Betts, do you like anything here?
I am going to go with the under.
Okay, Billy Betts!
Bill!
And I'm going to take the 49ers money line.
Yeah!
Bill! Woo! That makes me feel worse. That makes me feel worse.
Because you know when Bailey McComas, a.k.a. Billy Black Hat,
a.k.a. Billy Betts,
a.k.a. Big Motor,
a.k.a. Billy Bags,
a.k.a. Billy Bean Bags,
a.k.a. Billy the Bean,
a.k.a. Billy Ball Boy,
a.k.a. Billy Ball Bag,
a.k.a. Billy Bucks,
a.k.a. Billy Bats,
a.k.a. Billy Bag of Donuts.
Oh, I love Billy Bag of Donuts. when he dials in, it's gonna be
the game changes. The game changes.
Games usually go off the board when that.
I can
happens.
Tell you. Yeah. I can tell you got a little worried there.
I am now. Now I'm leaning under, but I'm sticking to the over.
All right, that was our Super Bowl picks. As I said, Super Bowl prop bet episode is already out.
Mm-hmm. Hell of a season.
Hell of a season, boys. I don't know how you guys did. I actually did pretty well.
I think I was about even.
About even?
I probably did much worse.
No, you're.
I think I was just about there. I'm doing much, much better in the NBA. I know
Connor
that for a fact.
Connor is good in NBA.
You were about easy. You're about even. For this season, NFL, I was 57-35-4.
Woo!
So, I don't know if that's good. I think it is pretty good.
I'd say so.
I was 60%.
There you go, Gump.
I like that.
I mean, that's also pretty good.
Anything over 50?
Yeah.
53.5, actually. Is the average? Juice. No, because the juice. To win, you have to be, or maybe it's 52.5. But you got to be over 50% because of the -110s and blah, blah, blah to win money.
Yeah. Yeah,
little fun fact for the new gamblers right
now. Now I know.
All right. That's it.
If you have any topics you want us to talk about on future episodes,
yeah.
Message us on Instagram or Twitter.
Instagram is good.better.bets. Twitter is goodbetterbets. It's a great account.
Give them a follow.
Send us your winnies. Mm-hmm. Send us your losies. If it's a bad losie.
All right. We love the bad
beats. We don't care about your normal losies.
Nah.
Just a bad losies.
For instance, if you had the Bulls -8.5 last night.
Bad beat.
Maybe send that one in because that was tough.
That's a bad beat.
Or +8.5.
Or plus, that's a good or plus winning. 8.5.
That's a good winning.
That's what I meant.
So starting Monday.
Sorry, the Pacers 8.5.
Starting Monday, we'll be coming to you live every single day.
Every day.
Not live. We record it and put it out.
But you get it.
Fucking idiot.
But they'll be experiencing it live.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Plus, it basically is live because we record it and put it right out right away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's basically live.
Yeah.
We don't. There's a rule in this show. We don't do edits.
No.
Never.
Things you say just put out.
They live on forever.
They live on forever because, you know, there's no edits in the gambling world. You put that, you place that bet, you stick with it.
Yep, you have to.
Unless you're hedging.
Nah, never hedge. Unless you got like a $1,000 parlay in the bag,
there it
do
is.
Not hedge.
But we will be coming to you live every single day. Connor's going to be running the video, so you know we're going to have some video for this fine little internet show.
A lot of clips going up on Instagram and Twitter.
I think it's going to be a really good time. I'm going to actually structure the show so that we have like some structure.
I'm always down for structure. I also like the madness of it all.
Oh, there's going to be some madness, too. There's going to be some structure.
Just wait till March. Just wait till we get to March.
Controlled chaos.
As controlled as it can be.
FanDuel.com/McAfee. At good better better bets. MyAction.app/Diggs with an S.
Ah.
MyAction.app/BubbaGumpino. MyAction.app/BostonConnor.
Sometimes
are you putting your fucking
picks
on there?
I usually do.
Yesterday was the first day
let's
where
fucking
I,
do it.
I know. Yesterday was my first day. I was like, Connor, look, if you're going to do this,
let's do it right.
You got to be doing it right. You got to be putting your picks up there. I had this theory where if I put my picks up there,
they're
going to
lose. Yeah,
but the real theory is I just picked losers for a little bit there. So the picks will be up there on Boston Connor on Action Network. I think we were 6-2 yesterday on a good day. They will be up there.
There's the, if you put them on Action Network, it's fine. If you tweet them, they will lose for sure.
Yeah.
People will come at you. And Billy Betts?
Billy Bucks, Big Motor Betts.
Bag of Donuts.
Better.
At myaction.app/com. Well.
But this, a hell of a run.
This is Good Better Betts.
Enjoy it. It's the last one.
Good day. Good luck.
Good luck.